Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Tonight, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody, joined homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Football, the Bears will not have to deal with tight end Martellus Bennett this Sunday against Green Bay. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy says the former Bear is out with a shoulder injury. While we're mentioning Mike McCarthy, he was raving about the Bears' front seven in a conference call with reporters just a short while ago. NBA and the Bulls, it has seemed like for a while now that we have seen the last of Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis as teammates.
I'm here to play basketball. I can't control who goes. I go, he go. I don't control it. The only thing I control is me coming into work every day, you know, working hard, being the same kid that I've always been. You know, if I can continue to do that, then, you know, that's all I can really control.
Last night against the Raptors, Porter scored 21 points to go along with 13 rebounds in his return from an 8-game suspension for punching out Mirotić, who is still healing, still out. The Bulls did lose to Toronto last night and entertain Indiana this Friday. Hockey, Blackhawks at Philadelphia tomorrow. It is the mom's trip. Players will bring their moms. And look for the Hawks' top line to be Patrick Sharp, Jonathan Toews, and Patrick Kane as the Blackhawks look to jolt their scoring, which has been on low volume. The scoreboard update has been brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Y'all know what time it is.
Thank you so much. That's Mark Grody. Wow. Mark Grody's here. And earlier he wasn't. Joe Ostrowski was here earlier. We thank our guest today on the show, Mike Florio, the playmaker Michael Irvin, and we just talked to Alex Brown for a very enjoyable hour. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus will play Pick a Player. Paul Charchian will do fantasy football. And Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer will be on the show tomorrow. So that'll be something. And then today, we continue with our radio lives by doing transition with Bernstein and Goff.
Good to see Alex Brown. Man, does he look fantastic.
Yeah.
He looks
good. One of the better dudes that I've ever got a chance to meet in this business. Genuinely nice cat. Like, never, ever seems like there's anything wrong. You know, we all go through whatever we go through in our lives, but always got a smile on his face, always got a good word for you. He's a good dude.
And I always knew that in Bourbonnais, no matter where they said the players were supposed to be, You knew where to find Alex. Mm-hmm. he had his spot. He was the de facto ombudsman, or not necessarily the bouncer, but he was always at the end of the bar, usually with a plate of French fries in front of him. So,
nice.
Yeah. You could always find him.
Yeah, I was asking him about like the half shirt that he used to wear at Florida right above the abs, and he's like, oh yeah, those weren't abs.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but he looks great. Poor guy had to fluctuate. I mean, he's probably what, now 250 right now.
Because he was a tweener. He was a guy like, and one team would say, do this.
His first coaches wanted him up 275 to report, and sure. Then Lovey came in and it was down like, no, I want you playing below 255 and all over the place.
Yeah, it's hard to do. And that takes
the oven mitts, because he had to bat the ball down.
Yep. Yeah. The toll that takes on a body, you know, just physiologically, and fluctuating weight like that is not easy. So for him to handle it the way he did and play as long as he did is a testament to him.
Happy birthday to you.
Good birthday,
you,
boy.
I appreciate it. How you guys doing? Thank you. A year ago today, it was right across the street over at Northwestern, while my little guy and my lady were fighting their tails off because of complications due to, you know, I was off that day. Yeah, and something else happened that night. So it was a crazy day, November 8th. But a year later, you know, everybody's doing good. Things are okay. I mean, happy to be here.
You're 37?
37 years old today, man.
Tremendous.
Yeah, man.
Top of the world.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's your Maurice Douglas birthday,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. My Mo Douglas birthday, yeah. 24 years involved with this station.
That's crazy.
24 years involved with the station.
Yeah, I was calling the station.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, Jason from Evanston.
Intern
yeah.
when I was 19, got hired when I was 20. So most of my life has been in or around this station.
All right, so you'll be here until you're 61. Then.
One can only hope. one can only hope. My book will be an audio book, and it will be 10 minutes long.
It'll be a podcast.
Right, it'll have you two doing the intro and the outro song, and we'll be in and out.
As long as there's a chapter on Murph, I'm cool.
I've never,
other than the cool breeze, I only worked for Murph.
Doesn't matter.
Once.
I want people who have never even met Murph. To write a chapter on Murph.
It should be like an automatic rule that even if you're writing like a spy novel.
Have you thought about your Murph chapter?
Yeah. Right, you have a character named Murph.
Or it's sort of like, you know, in Moby Dick, there's all of those sort of interstitial chapters about whaling. So you can just throw in a Murph chapter in anything. You know, technical handbooks, user's manuals, no matter what books.
Another day, another Moby Dick reference on Sports Radio.
Yeah, I had when the Hawks first got to the playoffs with this new bunch, I was up in a suite and our seats were behind Murph and his lovely wife, and she says hello and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And he like he's into the action, so he doesn't know who's behind him saying hello to his lady. And he turns around and he sees that it's me. I have never had any interaction with him like on that level. I just was working for these guys. So he turns around and he goes, and then nothing. Like just a whimper.
Says a lot.
Yeah, it's like, B&B yeah, Oro was
right,
on
yeah,
you.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go get some chicken fingers.
Yeah, it was
super weird. So, but that, I haven't had much interaction
the
with
the Boers extension.
Yeah, that's all it was. Yep. That's all it was. I used to catch that when I'd go to the Brito Center or go to, you know, to the United Center, and it'd be like, and another thing. I'm like, dude, hey, you guys can call them. I got my separate deal going on here. You can email them anytime you want. You know, they're not going to come to the game, so you have to come to the station. Like, figure that out on your own terms.
So, hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hey, you know what? So earlier today, a couple of Giants beat writers weighed in and said no chance of the Hayward thing from the Giants' perspective. That was the part I never understood, was why would they do it unless they're revamping, going on some massive rebuild, which is not their style, right?
Or unless they thought that they felt that still at this age there's untapped potential in Jason Hayward, that other teams are doing something wrong, and that if they would get him at a fraction of that contract price, maybe they would find value there. But yeah, it's I think it would be more advantageous to the Cubs and the Giants without question, but I don't know what they see in the newly minted Gold Glover.
Yeah, it's Mark Melancon, 347, Samardzija, 360. Like, those are bad contracts,
yep.
But they're bad contracts that are done in 3 years. Your bad contract is done in 6 years. I don't understand why that would make any
sense. There's a promo running about that you, which one you guys would trade. I think it said that you don't want to give up Addison. Is that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
It's a lot of ceiling there, isn't there, as a ball player?
Yeah, I mean, you, not too many guys that you're going to find that play the position that he like he does.
That you position can, like he does, too. I mean, that important position, at that level, yeah.
So
I just don't want to break up the infield. So I put Addison and Javi in the same way. Just like it feels like they've got the infield for the next.
But you gotta give somebody up.
You gotta give somebody up. And to me, the highest ceiling right now, or if you're selling high right now, it's Javi. Like you sell high on Javi if you really think that there's a limit on what he can be offensively,
or if
in terms of
it.
Getting on base.
If this is it, and you're like, okay, I got it now.
I
can figure something else out. Make those numbers up some way, somehow.
His value is the highest. Death. So do I. Yeah.
For me, the more logical move is Schwarber.
Right, but
that's
they're not going to do it.
Because they love him so much, right. And they still think he's a hitter and not a slugger, mm-hmm. And I don't know that I agree with them on
they
that.
Think he's a 50-home run left fielder
They also told us he was a catcher. And if we could see he was never going to be a catcher. Anybody could see that wasn't
true.
I do think he could be
Schwarber.
A 50-home run guy, though.
50's a lot.
It is a lot, but he had a horrible season with a demotion and hit 30.
Yeah, it's... I know left field...
Banking on 50
usually,
is tough.
Usually the worst that happens in left is it's a double, but you know, you're talking about a team that is going to play meaningful games in short series. And
especially if Jason Hayward is gone. Who are you going to put in that outfield?
We've seen the ball fine.
I don't think Hayward's gone.
Well, that's what we were trying to do. If, in fact, you subtracted Hayward, is Chris Bryant your new right fielder? Is that the smart thing to do? And put Javier Baez at third.
And then you have Ben Zobrist crumbling into a pile of dust.
Right. I don't want to play Zobrist every day. I don't want to play him every day in the outfield. I don't want to play him every day at second.
I think those days are done.
They have to be.
I think Ian Happ would be the guy you train to be your right fielder, right? I mean, you wonder whether he's got the skills to do it.
Right.
Yeah, we saw a lot of the sort of twirling around there.
There was some wayward routes.
There were some, not Hayward routes, but yeah, there were some moments. Ironhead,
Sky Point for Ironhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Happ has a ton of value, dude. Obviously, but I think he maybe makes the most sense to move.
And they'll bring in some journeyman center fielder to make sure that Albert Almora doesn't get the at-bats that people want.
But you know,
your job will be taking that call on Almora for 3 years.
That's your job this year.
And you know what captivated me earlier today? Have you seen the ballot for the modern era Hall of Fame list with Parker and Garvey and Ted Simmons and Alan Trammell? The list is that, because it used to be the Veterans Committee. Now a different era has its own ad hoc committee each year. And what they call the modern era makes me feel good, because and Louis Tiant is there, Marvin Miller is there, Tommy John is on that list. And they're all guys from my early stage 70s, 80s fandom. These are my baseball cards, the covers of the magazines, the guys on my TV. Mm-hmm. And it's a name that came up on our show a couple days ago when somehow baseball mustaches came up. But it forced me to go back and look up two second basemen who I think got jobbed by not being on this particular
group. Was it Gritch?
Bobby Gritch is one.
Oh, Bobby Gritch could play. And Lou Whitaker's the other.
And you know what?
I loved Lou Whitaker.
And the thing is, I'm changing the way I feel about Hall of Fame stuff because I have to. And because, sorry, the Jim Rice problem that we discussed a year ago.
There is no Jim Rice problem.
That has changed
everything. There never was a Jim Rice problem. There never will be.
It has changed everything. It's legitimized so many Hall of Fame candidacies. Mattingly's on the list, too. But I mean, it is the Jim Rice issue has changed everything.
There is no Jim Rice issue. Why isn't it an Andre Dawson issue?
There is.
Bernstein.
There is.
I know you do, which is crazy.
But now I can't, because it's nothing to do. I mean, look, Lou Brock, don't get me started. But Lou Whitaker.
We're here.
Lou Whitaker's
getting
screwed.
Is Carlos Beltran a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Well, then Andre Dawson is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is. But
Beltran's
but Jim
Rice
is a Hall of Famer.
Don't distract and go back to some mythical Jim Rice.
It changed everything.
Is Dwight Evans a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Probably now, yeah.
He's close.
Yes.
More so than Jim Rice? Yeah, I loved them all. Put them all in.
But man,
Butch Hobson's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I don't know. First guy I remember having bone chips.
But yes,
he's a cocaine museum.
He's a cocaine Hall of Famer. Butch Hobson, cocaine Hall of Famer.
That's a list I can jump in right now. I got six names off the top, baby. Let's go.
Who is on the cocaine Hall of Fame? We had him on today.
No, you're talking about having to be great and having a history with cocaine.
Yes.
Not just a dude who
doesn't count.
You've got to be the best at, in your era
Taylor is the greatest cokehead to ever play sports.
Tim Raines is pretty good.
Lawrence Taylor is the greatest cokehead to ever play sports.
Yeah, that's probably true. I also need some kind of special achievement. Like
and there's guys in the NFL right now whose cover I don't want to blow, but Lawrence Taylor.
Raines sliding head first.
Yeah, Raines sliding into first. Sliding head first because he had the vial in the back pocket. That's a kind of exemplary achievement that gets you like fast tracked right into the cocaine.
It's economical. That's what it is. Someone I know well used to keep it in his sock.
Butch Hobson had it in his dop kit, his toiletries bag. He was busted as a manager. Now, come on, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's how you get an era of athletes that they all were in the Cocaine Hall of Fame.
Everybody.
Like the 80s.
Everybody in the early 80s.
Right. So if you had a Jerry Curl, like, you also did it. You got the Jerry Curl, and then while it was processing, you did cocaine.
Right. How about Dwight Gooden doing cocaine as he watched the parade for his own team celebrating the World Series
not
on television?
Yeah. Not answering the phone. Like,
fast tracked into the Cocaine Hall of Fame. That's sad.
Hall of Fame? Nah. He did coke. He's the cocaine buyer Hall of Fame.
You're right. He not a functioning. Not functioning.
Yeah, right? I'm talking about dudes who could the booger sugar and actually go out there and perform year after year.
Willie Wilson stories of just by the spoonful.
Yeah, I know.
It's like baby formula.
Yeah, he has like a different form of measurements. He's like, what are you talking about? Grams.
Right. Yeah. I want enough to give me this high. Right.
Okay, Willie. My guy.
Daryl Strawberry.
It's a lot of years. He came back from all sorts of different things and still functions.
Tony Phillips.
It's what's good for the goose, good for the gander.
Yep. Saying, right? God, I'm going to get real sad now. I'm going to start thinking about dudes I really like.
Yeah, this doesn't end well.
If you get the chance, just YouTube.
We know the deaths.
YouTube the Willie Wilson inside the park homer against the Yankees. If you really want to watch something fun, because the way your eye is trained when you see the ball like get into the gap, and you're like, okay. And then the camera cuts back and it's unedited. But he's around third. And he's like
doing his thing.
How is he at third already? And the look on the face, I want to say Dave Collins. Remember Dave Collins with the glasses? Like, I want to say it's Dave Collins picking up the ball, and he hesitates. Like, wait, what?
How is that possible?
Did he skip a base?
It's the Harold. It's the Harold Reynolds, Bo Jackson throw out at the Kingdome.
Oh
where
man!
Harold was like, no, that ball. The ball's here. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of messed that one up.
It's the best.
I love old baseball highlights.
I know.
I'm gonna watch some during the show today.
You know what? The new ones are pretty good too.
I usually take off during my birthday.
So you're here.
Nice.
You got plans tonight? You got a good meal happening or anything?
No, that's gonna happen this weekend. Tomorrow I'm gonna have all my energy ready to go for Bobby Portis and then the Tito's event.
Dude,
I forgot. I'm excited for
the
this.
Lead is buried.
I am
legitimately
I'm excited.
Both of you can kiss my ass.
No, you got 2 hours of crazy eyes.
That's right. An hour.
Okay,
an hour. Slow your roll. Tito's is paying for an hour.
Man,
at Old Town Poorhouse, 1419 North Wells. Come hang out with us. Tito's specials. You should come through.
I'm legitimately excited.
Yeah, I'm going to
see what type of honesty Bobby Portis is willing to shed.
Well, I've talked to Bobby about things outside of this, so we'll see how much he wants to open up. And there'll be Q&A with the fans.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You know what, Danny? Yeah. You should go dressed as Nico. Put on the beard.
Yeah, same facial hair.
Yeah, right?
Grand opening, grand closing of the Tito's appearances with one Bobby Portis, if that's the case.
What if Nico shows up?
That'd be cool.
Happy news.
Have a story.
Yeah.
Are you on board with this idea that they have to trade one of the two of them, that they can never play together again?
The Nico's pushing that. Bobby's cool with it. Obviously, he's cool with it because he didn't get punched. But, yeah, Bobby's cool with it. And everybody on that team is like, yeah, we're good. We really don't stunt you anyway. Like, you weren't one of us. So, if you want to come through.
That's the thing. Does Nico play again? Campy's did the over-under on minutes played as a Bull by Nico. One.
I wouldn't be surprised if he is elsewhere. He wanted to be elsewhere before he re-signed.
Why'd they sign him?
Because they had to.
Because one guy was still trying to prove his damn point.
Because Fred needs things. They play a decent style of basketball. They just don't have talent. So
there's that.
They don't have if you look at it and just say, okay, they don't have good players. Like you watched that game last night. They don't have dynamic rim finishers on the perimeter. They got a bunch of guys who are getting wherever they need to get because defenses are lax sometimes in a game with bench players in. Jerian Grant gets to the rim, he can't finish. Chris Dunn, this is the other thing, too. Fred Hoiberg just needs to stop playing around. And if you want things to look like they should look, just give Chris Dunn the job. Yeah, Jerian Grant is going to be a backup point guard for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. There's no need to prolong this anymore. This isn't like Mitchell Trubisky trying to figure out how many snaps you need to get him in preseason. Yeah, kill the noise.
Just let Chris Dunn play and try to get better.
Let him make his mistakes. That dude last night pushed the pace. He got the ball to people that were supposed to get the ball. He understood. You know, Lowry Marketing wasn't hitting. Oh, was getting. They were actually defending him better. Bobby Portis was doing his thing. He got the ball to Bobby. He got the ball to Robin Lopez. This is how you figure out if a guy can coach or not. Even if guys are bad, are they quitting on you? And are dudes doing the right thing? And then on the other hand, are you making sure the right people are in the game?
They didn't quit last night.
No, they didn't.
And he finished with the right lineup.
No, they didn't. That's right. It's down 23.
Yeah,
down 23. You can only ask for them to come back, make it close. That's what they did. They're not as talented. They don't have DeMar DeRozan.
As mad as you got at me for texting you over the weekend, but that was my comment. It was my comment that they're not as poorly coached as I possibly thought they would be. They look like a representative. Yeah. NBA offense.
In the last 4 or 5 minutes, the talent separates itself, and you go home with an L.
But there's always somebody on the other team who is paid a lot of money to hit big contested shots, no matter how many guys you run at.
DeMar's paid a maximum amount of money to do just that.
What, 139?
Yes. Very rich man in Toronto.
That's a nice steal for him.
Nice backcourt.
Even with the conversion.
Yeah, good backcourt that's going to finish fifth in the East again.
In perpetuity.
You have it.
What do you guys got today?
Good things.
We're going to talk football.
It's a birthday show.
We've got Zach Zaidman. We've got Hub Arkish belonging to the callers today. There's going to be some surprises, too. We're working on a guest from Indianapolis to talk about all this bizarre stuff surrounding
it. Said it yesterday. They got to get him out of there. He has to force his way out of there.
And
big contract.
I made good on a promise. I watched something last night that I said I was going to watch. And
woo!
I enjoyed it.
No. Save it. Because I don't want to do this to them. If you want to hate your experience last night, tune in to when Dan wants to talk about it. Because,
why?
Because I was on the text chat with him, and man,
gonna take the fun out of the nature boy.
You're gonna take the fun out of the all the drug usage and the you know the women and
I enjoyed the documentary.
It's going to be Danimal's gonna take over at 2 o'clock and crush your viewing experience. I'm telling you,
that's a tease.
Yes,
first game on the score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Spill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird Brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. The tragic death of Roy Halladay on Tuesday has left all of baseball in a state of shock. Halladay was only 40, an age at which pitchers of his caliber are often still playing. He retired 4 years ago because of persistent back problems. He had spent years piling up innings and was about as hard a worker in season and out of season as anyone can remember. Halladay is being cast as a certain Hall of Famer, and that's probably true. He won 203 games, was a Cy Young Award winner in both leagues, and will be best remembered for the no-hitter he pitched in his postseason debut in 2010. All that aside, this is a genuine tragedy. Two young children losing their father. Baseball will mourn, but it's impossible to comprehend the depth of their loss. A truly sad day. I'm John Feinstein.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
One Lake Bluff. Friday, come out to the Jewel Osco at 424 West Division in Chicago and get ready for the Bears game with 670 The Score and Miller Lite. Join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for a live broadcast from 1 to 6 and enter to win Bears tickets against Green Bay. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
Hi, what's going on? From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls practicing today without a pair of key parts. Lauri Markkanen has quad tendonitis while Robin Lopez down with a sore knee. The Bulls host Indiana on Friday at the Spurs on Saturday, and the Bulls lost to Toronto last night. Football and the Bears. Inside linebacker Danny Trevathan was not spotted in practice today, which would make it a fourth straight practice that the team's tackles leader has missed, the reason for which we do not know yet. Bears-Packers at Soldier Field this Sunday at noon. Hockey, the Blackhawks are back on in Philadelphia tomorrow, while the Wolves lost to Milwaukee 3-0 today. And Los Angeles Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball says he has not yet spoken to his family, including his brother, UCLA freshman LiAngelo Ball, who was released on bail in Hangzhou, China, after being arrested for allegedly shoplifting yesterday afternoon. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. It's the bean. Frango mints belong to Fields. It will always be the Sears Tower. You don't mess with Chicago icons. That's why we love Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. For over 100 years, it's the name Chicago trusts for fine quality jewelry, unique collections, and unbeatable protection plans. Use promo code FOREVER and save 10% online.
Bears.
Bears. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score. Thanks, Jason. Celebrating, we're still celebrating, 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago.
It's been a long celebration, hasn't it?
It really has.
Yeah, we're still celebrating.
Well, I'm a little bit miffed here. I mean, we're still celebrating 25 years of The Score, but we're done with the 2016 World Series.
That's a celebration.
Yeah, it's kind of done when the other team wins.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's okay, though.
But we can.
They haven't taken your ring. You got that ring.
I do.
And they'll never take our memories.
As I like to call it, my 401k plan. That's what this is.
My guy. Give it up for Mark Grody, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Hey, happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you, brother.
Give it up to Jason Gaul.
Yeah, you know, it's another year.
It's a special day today.
Yeah, I didn't die this year.
And you know what? This still is. Ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's sports station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hey, happy birthday to you. Got sausage for you.
And this afternoon, as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios, come see how better it drives us. We will have in other news. I've got a great story coming up at 3 o'clock.
A great one?
A great one.
Okay.
It's a yet another one that's in one of those categories of every time I see a story like this.
Okay.
So many people sent it to me like, oh, it's a Bernstein story. So, yes, you will enjoy that. Zach Zaidman at 3:20. I don't know how much you'll enjoy that, depending on what's going on with the Bears. We'll have some surprises. We'll have Hub at 5. He belongs to you. We'll do It's On at 5:30. And we're also going to give away another pair of tickets to our special Bernstein and Goff show next week, November 15th. The book signing kickoff for A Score of a Lifetime from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. When you hear that sound effect, you got to be caller 6 to 312-591-6700. And it could come at any time. It could be during a commercial break. You never know. Mm-hmm. You will hear an obvious Terry Bores sound drop, not the regular promo. It's a different sound drop. And then call, and you will have that chance to come join us. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at Sports Radio 670 The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That is where you listen to us live, because that's where we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You can text or sext to 67011. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. The birthday boy is at Jason1Goff. Mm-hmm. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Our website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's where you find podcasts and all that. Facebook is a good place to interact as the show goes on in that bizarro little chat room where Jason's logging in right now.
Why people got to be bizarros?
They are.
Only Charles and Harold are bizarros in there.
And they put their name on it, too.
Well, that's the thing. Facebook doesn't allow you to be one of these serial number, you know, weirdo Twitter handle guys. You got to, along with all the pictures of your family and the business that you own, your name is right there for everybody to see. We haven't done it in a while.
Social media stars of the day.
There's one guy who always comes there. Oh, I hate these two guys, and he's logged in for the entire show. He doesn't understand how that's helping us if he hates us. We appreciate your hate.
There is also Facebook Live as well as the 670 The Score page. And on Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com, you can see our video feed that's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Korean golfers are some of the best on earth. In fact, and you know what I'm going to say, the Women's U.S. Open was held this year at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, and it just happened to be won by a great Korean golfer, Sung-hyun Park, and 8 of the top 10 players were from Korea, and the top 4 golfers, 1, 2, 3, 4, the top 4 were from Korea. Congratulations.
Give it up for Korea, ladies and gentlemen. Which is Korea.
And bibimbap, too. Yeah.
A tremendous amount of Koreans belong to one of the clubs that I belong to in Orlando.
A tremendous amount. Is that more than 12? Like, what is a tremendous? Are you counting them as they come in?
Wait, do we have it? Let's see. 5, 6, 7. We now have a tremendous amount of Koreans.
That's what we should do. We should get Hawks 2020 campaign together. Might as well.
Just run him?
Yeah, to hell with it.
He might not know it, but we just run him.
Him and Greg Walker on the same ticket, just punching each other.
Standing next to each other. It's like Thor and Hulk, like sneaking inside shots.
Swinging bottles, airplane bottles of vodka at each other.
Throwing. Harold, can talk to me. I'm not going to go down and talk to him.
Harold is the chief of staff. Evidently. Not saying anything. Now I'm thinking of Hawk and Greg Walker fighting in the Oval Office naked every other day. Like, all right, I apologize.
Like
I'm sorry.
Borat and his buddy tumbling into the ballroom. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
With the women and drinking and partying, and that took over. Because it was more fun, and that was his personality.
Why are you telling everybody you're going to be at the Marriott?
I don't know. Nobody believes us, honey. Don't worry. Nobody comes over.
Why aren't you wearing your wedding ring on TV?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. I know you're going to talk about it too, but I came away from that entire thing last night thinking that, man, you know what? Ric Flair had a lot of player haters in his life. If you understood what track the man was on, you got to let a lion be a lion every once in a while. Not everybody's the same. Get out of the way. All right? He gave you a couple of kids. You got yourself a house out of it. Keep it moving. You know? His dad, you know, walk into his $2 million house and say, what have you done? Get your punk ass out of my house. Kidding me? You know, you are a medical doctor. Yeah, enjoy the house and get the hell out. Man, I have a new appreciation for Ric Flair after what I saw last night.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
He would come home, and then he'd say, I can't stand this. And then he'd leave. And then I'd find out later that he would go over to Greg Valentine's house, who lived a couple miles away from us. And that's where Beth was staying.
I married my second wife, Beth, in 1983.
83.
Saw that coming.
As soon as it happened, yeah. You're like, all right, Tanny's just going to mark this down, and we're going to hear about it tomorrow. Hey, man, he warned everybody in his life. Be more fun.
This segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. Man, we've got a lot to do today. We've got sports stuff.
We got textures. Oh, the texture. The texters are bringing out the birthday presents for me already. I haven't said three words on the air yet, and this from the 219. If he wasn't black, he wouldn't have a job on the radio. Because Lord knows, you can press a dial and anywhere in the city, and all you hear is black voice after black voice after black voice. I want to thank my high school principal for texting the show. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
It was better than that one guy yesterday.
Oh, dude.
That guy was on one.
Yeah, he made a planet up. You know, it wasn't Heavens to Murgatroyd, but it was something else.
Yes, he made up.
You're not going to stop me today from smiling. I enjoy you, 219 texter. Thank you so much for listening. We can tell how much you listen by your text history. This is going to be a great day because we are not in jail in China.
Yeah, and
we are not in jail in China. There are people that are looking through this through the wrong prism, ladies and gentlemen. Stop acting like, oh, well, you know, it's just shoplifting. That's China. That's not here. You don't get to just go home and then wait for your case. No, no, no. We'll talk about what the hell's going on. And I think something will be unfairly done, but you know it's going to happen in terms of judging LeVar Ball in this situation.
Sure, but right now, look, he's a father right now. First and foremost, before anything else is going on, he's a dad whose kid is in custody in China. That's not a small thing.
Dude.
And he's not in, like, Oregon. It's we're talking about state law.
Take a plane. Why, you know, I got to take a 2-hour flight to come see you shoplift. You know, getting angry. I took off work for this. No. It's just China
shoplifting here. It's not like he took bubble gum from a bodega in Brooklyn.
Right.
This is talking about a Louis Vuitton store in China. So until something's completely adjudicated, you are not allowed to leave.
We got to take a break. I got some questions for the guys too, by the way. You know, like you're UCLA's front line. Did you not think that anyone wouldn't be following you around a Louis Vuitton store? I mean, in China at that? Like if you're somewhere else, maybe
just a level of stupid.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk about and more.
That's really dumb.
And then Dan will make you feel bad about watching the 30 for 30 at the top of the hour.
Not necessarily, because remember, I'm coming from a different place than everybody else. I'm probably the only person that sat down and watched that thing start to finish that really had no idea who the guy was.
All right. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all sorry, man, I've got plans, I'd love to, but got another date that night, so, yeah, nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, we make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
China.
Yeah, LiAngelo Ball's in a little bit of trouble. You know, welcome back, by the way, to the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also watch 670thescore.com.
Tanny, you're a piece of work.
You can't have a 6'6", 6'8", and 6'9". Front line walk into a Chinese Louis Vuitton store.
I guarantee you wearing nothing but powder blue and gold.
And expect for people not to be like, oh, they're different from the people that are in here right now. And I'm not talking about profile. I'm just saying you stick out like a sore thumb. Now, what was the item? Is it glasses? Is it sunshades? I think that's what's being reported right now. Somebody tried to sneak some sunshades out of there. What are you doing? You know, you got money. You got money. That's the thing. And I think what will be unfairly done is, oh, well, LeVar Ball raising thieves or raising criminals. You know, I won't put this on parenting. I'll put this on kids doing dumb things, kids doing extremely dumb things. Like, I've known kids who had terrific parents who just did stupid stuff.
All kids do stupid stuff.
But they do it on U.S. soil. That's where, like, you're not only representing your university, you're representing your athletic department, you're representing yourself, and you know that you're not home. Like, the last thing you want to do is get locked up abroad. That's the last thing you want to do.
Especially, and a great point here from Bill on Capitol Hill, especially when, as he says, there's no functioning State Department to offer consular representation.
They went to the hotel. They didn't know it was these three. The story goes they went to the hotel.
They had a bunch of other, guys from the other teams,
yes,
too.
Yes, they got both the teams. And then they
Georgia
just started,
Tech, right?
They just started interviewing kids without their coaches around.
Their laws aren't the same. Right. They don't need representation.
Right.
They don't,
so you're sitting there thinking as a 17, 18-year-old, like, I don't have to say much. And then they start grilling you like, oh, by the way, we don't need any grown-ups to be around.
Yeah, there's no Miranda law. Right. You don't have rights.
You're taking your U.S. sensibilities over to another country and thinking it's just going to rock that way. Now, what has to happen now is you got to have some big wigs at UCLA, whether it's the school president or somebody with some political ties, get a California state representative or a state senator to call the Department of Justice or call somebody for you to make sure that you can go home. Like, they're not going to.
They haven't staffed the State Department.
Well,
I don't even know there's an undersecretary right now.
This is. I hate to make it sound like an international incident, but this is how it starts. It starts small, and then all of a sudden, you're bartering for LiAngelo Ball, who's the sixth best freshman, by the way, on this team. Like, just because he's a ball, people think he can play. Like, LaMelo and Lonzo are the ones. LiAngelo is the one that LeVar actually said, thank God he looks good because he can't play ball. Like, he's the worst one.
Probably be bad?
Yeah, he said he'll be the one that runs the company because he's not good at basketball. And by the way, you got three of his sons to go to UCLA. I think, we take shots at LeVar Ball, rightfully so, because of how obnoxious he is at times. But, you know, I think what will happen here is the persecution of him as a parent when you, 17, 18 years old, you think the world is yours. All of a sudden, you do something stupid because you don't think the repercussions will be that severe. And now you're stuck. You're stuck in China. Do we have the cut of him wheeling out his wife and being asked? Now, this is where LeVar Ball is going to take some heat. I don't know if you heard this, but I believe it is Arash Makazi from ESPN caught him coming out of the hotel. The end of this is where LeVar may take some heat.
LeVar, do you have any update on LeAngelo?
No, man, I ain't got nothing yet. I'm going to wait till I get some more intel what's going on, then I'll let y'all know what's up.
Do you have any concern, or do you think everything's going to be okay?
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Everybody making it a big deal. It ain't that big of a deal.
It ain't that big of a deal is going to come back to bite him in the court of public opinion, because it is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
You don't do that in another country.
Simple.
Especially one Simple. That is a totalitarian right. communist country right. that is, they can do whatever they want. They can disappear you.
Yeah.
You can go away. They
People
can,
see the commerce and think about the fashion.
All the
and
neon
how,
lights yeah, and yeah. everything.
They don't rock the way we rock.
No, and I think everything's going to be fine.
I hope so.
I think one way or another, they're going to cut a check or they're going to hand over somebody who is some Chinese dissident who has taken asylum here. Next thing you know, that person is going to be swapped for some UCLA freshman.
Some big baller brand gear.
Or maybe we send their league a couple of D-League basketball players. Wow. Who knows what's going
to
happen.
Mike James, you got to go to China again.
Damn it! I'm 38!
I'm hanging with my family.
Come on. Nope, you've been sent back
gotta
to China.
Go. Omar Cook, where you at? You got to go over to China.
Against your will. Rob is in Mokina. He's on the score. Hey, Rob.
Okay, my question. I want your opinion on this. Well, both you guys. I mean, the kid is smart enough to get into UCLA.
He's a basketball
the whole
player.
AAU thing. He's relatively worldly compared to other 20-year-olds. But is it your average 20-year-old that stupid to have that bad a judgment?
Well, he's 18.
That's maybe the stupidest thing I've ever heard of anybody doing.
Shoplifting?
I mean, well, in China.
Well, yeah, but the China aspect, yes. I can dig what you're saying. We've known young athletes to do much dumber things. See Chester Frazier.
Coach, I think he's dead.
Right. So, I mean, yeah the college athlete, I don't know how worldly the balls are. I know that they weren't they weren't hurting for cash as a family. So it wasn't like this was some story from rags to riches. You should know better. Every kid should know better.
If you think you're the first, by the way, to make the ball in a china shop reference.
Oh, is that happening? Yeah.
Oh, yesterday, today, over and over and over again.
They stole your thunder.
Drop
it on us.
It's everywhere.
Got you.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Okay. After the top of the hour, I'll give you a complete outsider's perspective on the Ric Flair 30 for 30. I said I would watch it. Everybody said, oh, look, Bernstein,
Thank you for watching.
The timing worked out perfectly, and I sat down and watched it. Of course, I got from everybody in the house, what are you watching? Beth, what is this? Who? And I said, you'd probably like, because she loves, wacky documentaries like this, and it was...
You think it was well done?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
we'll
I do.
Start there.
I do. I think it was well done, and I certainly learned...
I love the animation. The animation was awesome.
Yes.
Like it gave some real depth to it.
It's a great way to flesh out some of those stories. It was a great little conceit. You've got the score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Come on, smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. Know Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.